WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The prosecution has rested in former President Trump's hush money trial. The defense is now questioning Robert Costello, an attorney and Trump ally. The U.S. offered its condolences to Iran on the death of President Ebrahim Raisi, but rejects any claims that it may have been involved in the helicopter crash last weekend that killed him. The TSA is bracing for what it expects to be the busiest summer for air travel. And it isn't even Memorial Day.
Four of the last 10 days have been in the top 10 busiest in the TSA's history at airport security checkpoints, according to new data. The agency saying it's already seeing the highest passenger travel numbers ever, and this summer it expects numbers to go quite a bit higher. More than 2.8 million people flew on Friday and on Sunday. The agency says expect airports to be busy already.
ABC's Alex Stone. The Dolly, the cargo ship that rammed the Key Bridge, was towed today to Baltimore's Marine Terminal. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One man has died and another man injured after a vehicle struck a tree early Thursday morning. According to the Monroe County Sheriff's deputies, officers responded to a crash at 4:32 a.m. Police officials say the vehicle was traveling north on State Highway 71, approaching the roundabout at Highway 16. The vehicle continued northbound through the roundabout, left the roadway on the west side of the road, and traveled northbound into the ditch. The vehicle then re-entered the road on Hardwood Road just north of State Highway 16 and 71's roundabout. The vehicle left the road and struck a tree head-on. The 56-year-old passenger, Greg Weibel of Norwalk, was transported by ambulance to the hospital where he later died. The driver of the vehicle sustained injuries from the crash but declined medical attention. The crash remains under investigation by the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Thunderstorms are likely today, and there could be a few strong to severe storms later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, straight-line wind gusts, even a few tornadoes possible later today into tonight. Be weather aware today. Storms could develop quickly, and they could be dangerous. High near 76. Storms will end late tonight. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, or play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
99.7.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart, and I need you now.
Thank you. depths of the heart.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Moving on with another work week. Of course, making it through that Monday. I'm Maddie Jones. Here's Tom Petty.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama. Loves Jesus. In America, too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses. And her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her. And I'm free, free falling. Yeah, I'm free, free falling. Now the vampires walking through the valley. Move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm free, I'm free falling. Yeah, I'm
and more.
Thank you. in town. Call the police, there's a madman around. Running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world. The East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world. The East End boys and West End girls.
West End girls. Too many shadows, whispering voices, faces on posters, too many choices. If, when, why, what, how much have you got? Have you got it, you get it? If so, how often? Which do you choose, a hard or soft?
Pet Shop Boys, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We hope your morning's going well so far. Thank you so much for spending it with us. We always appreciate it. A bit of a kerfuffle in Hollywood yesterday. Scarlett Johansson saying no to AI. And now let's go back to last week when OpenAI actually introduced a ChatGPT voice called Sky that sounds very similar to Scarlett Johansson in the movie Her. It didn't last too long, though, because Scarlett actually called up her lawyers and got the voice taken down, even though OpenAI insists that the voice is not an imitation. Now, in a press release put out by her attorney, Scarlett says that she was contacted last September by the CEO, Sam Altman, to provide her voice. She declined, though, for personal reasons. She went on to say in this press release that when she heard the release demo, she was shocked, angered, and in disbelief that Mr. Altman would pursue a voice that sounded so eerily similar to hers that even close friends and news outlets could not tell the difference. The press release says that Mr. Altman even insinuated that the similarity was intentional, tweeting a single word, her, which is a reference to the film in which Johansson voiced a chat system, Samantha, who forms this intimate relationship with a human. So Star saying no to AI. I mean, they did it before when they had that strike, saying they don't want the writers, they don't want to be able to have their images reproduced. And now here's Scarlett Johansson standing good by her word. Interesting stuff. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Speaking of interesting stuff, it's going to be a very interesting weather day. Thunderstorms likely today. A few could be strong to severe, especially late this afternoon into this evening. We are talking about some hail, some straight line wind gusts, maybe even a few tornadoes possible later this afternoon into tonight. Some of these storms could develop very quickly. So today it is best to be weather aware. We are looking for a high right around 76. Right now it is 60. It's time for your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank. The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Memorial Day weekend will be busy around the area. In Reedsburg, there's an American Legion brat stand that's going to be at Viking BP. That'll be on Saturday, May 25th from 10 a.m. until 2. Stop in for a delicious meal and help raise some money for our veterans. You can learn more at facebook.com/post350Reedsburg. And then there's a couple of chicken dinners around the area on that Sunday, May 26th. Come celebrate the beginning of summer at the Pioneer Village outside of Reedsburg on Highway 23. From 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., they'll have a delicious chicken barbecue and also explore the history of the communities there at the Pioneer Village. Great lesson on history for children and adults alike. More details can be found at rahspv.com. And then also on that same Sunday, the Sauk Prairie VFW Post 7694 is going to be hosting their Chicknick Barbecue Chicken Dinner. That's going to be from 11 a.m. until sold out, $15 for the dinner. This is all happening at Veterans Memorial Park. Again, that is Sunday, May 26th. And then on Memorial Day, head to Laval for the American Legion Chicken Dinner, following an 11 a.m. Memorial Day ceremony at the Laval Honor Roll Memorial at 300 Union Street. Chicken dinners will be served at Legion Post 242's Clubhouse. And that's at 116th West Main Street in Laval.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Maximum hits.
Away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Oh, listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. Let her know how much she means. Ooh. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. Sure. Tell her about it. Let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it every day before you leave. Pay her some attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying. Just because you have been spoken for so long, and though you may not have done
anything? Will I be a consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Save yourself a whole lot of money and shop local by going to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Savings in some cases up to 50% off. Things for you, things for the home, delicious foods, some great adult beverages, plus a little entertainment as well. Really, no matter what you're thinking about for your Memorial Day entertainment, we've got you covered. New inventory being added all the time, and definitely check out those instant deals as well. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Michael Jackson now.
Yeah. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Break My Stride, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM with Memorial Day coming up. If you're looking for a way to honor those that we've lost, there's going to be several activities in and around Baraboo on Monday. That is May 27th, of course, Memorial Day in actuality, according to the calendar. At 9 a.m., they're going to have flowers on the water at the Riverwalk Bridge off Water Street, so you can definitely stop down and check that out. Then at 10 o'clock, there's going to be a Veterans Classic car ride in downtown Baraboo, and a ceremony is going to take place at Walnut Hill Cemetery at 11 a.m. And of course, in case there's some bad weather, all of those events will be canceled. I haven't looked that far ahead to the forecast as of this point, but definitely make those plans starting at 9 a.m. and then keep an eye on the forecast. Speaking of keeping an eye on the weather, we're going to definitely need to do that today. We have a potential for some strong to severe storms in the area, talking hail, straight line wind gusts, maybe in a few tornadoes late today into tonight. We're going to actually take a detailed look at your forecast in just a moment. Sean Cable's going to tell us really what we can expect today. Plus, we'll have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
The Big Top Parade is ready for liftoff. Baraboo's signature event returns to the downtown streets Saturday, June 8th. This space age parade will step off at 11 a.m., highlighting a day full of out-of-this-world circus fun in the Ringling Brothers' hometown. Kids can take part in the Wild Rumpus Circus on the square before the parade. After the parade, head to Circus World and enjoy the blast-off Big Top Show. Learn more at BigTopParade.com.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of May, the Spirit Pumps will benefit Baraboo High School track and field teams. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
The Brewers fell to the Marlins 3-2 in their series opener in Miami on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Trevor McGill blew the save after giving up the game-tying run. Mitch White surrendered the game winner in the bottom of the 10th. Andrew Montecerio homered, but the Brewers managed just 4 hits in the loss. Starter Joe Ross pitching just 1 inning before leaving with a lower back strain. He could be headed for the injured list. The Brewers needed 7 relievers to close out last night's game. Earlier, the Brewers called up 23-year-old right-hander Bradley Blaylock from AA Biloxi. Blaylock was acquired from the Red Sox August 1st in exchange for infielder Luis Urias. Greenfield native Brandon Podziemski was named to the NBA's all-rookie first team on Monday. Podziemski averaged 9.2 points and shot 38.5% from three-point range in 74 games for Golden State this past season. Packers opened OTA workouts on Monday. They're scheduled to practice again today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thunderstorms are likely today, and there could be a few strong to severe storms later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, straight-line wind gusts, even a few tornadoes possible later today into tonight. Be weather aware today. Storms could develop quickly, and they could be dangerous. High near 76. Storms will end late tonight. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, or play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61. 99.7.
Sure.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Tonight, starting at 8 o'clock, join Tony Marino, Throwback Nation Radio. Another chance to win with concert or cash. This time, you can win tickets to see Def Leppard and Journey live on stage or take the $500 in cash. It's your choice. Details, though, only on Throwback Nation Radio.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl? And there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. Shadows fall, I pass a small cafe. Can't help recalling how it felt to kiss, hold you tight. Well, how can I forget you, girl? When there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. I was born to love her, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Max FM.
I'll tumble for you. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
Dancing in the Dark, there is Bruce Springsteen, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Checking out this forecast right now, some thunderstorms likely today. A few of those could be on the strong to severe side, especially late this afternoon into this evening. Now, we're talking about some potential hail, straight-line wind gusts, maybe even a few tornadoes possible later this afternoon into tonight. These storms could develop very quickly today, so stay weather aware, and of course, we're going to keep you updated with all the latest here on Max FM. A high today around 76. Right now it is 60. Coming up this morning on Max FM, the hottest pool accessory of the summer. Finn and I are going to discuss that. It's going to set you back a pretty penny, though, so be prepared. Also, common pieces of advice that we should just stop following altogether, and the states with the worst drivers. Turns out Middle America, yeah, we're not doing so great, so we're going to talk about that this morning as well. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up, too. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. ABC News and local news right around 7 o'clock. Sports later on this morning, plus all the music you need to start this Tuesday. It's all coming up on 99.7 Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at ramchealth.com.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide a billion meals by 2030 because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Unbelievable.
unbelievable.
99.7 Max FM.
Honey, love, love, ooh, ease my mind. And I need to find time, someone to call mine. My mama said you can't hurry love, no, you'll just have to wait. She said love gon' come easy, but it's a game.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The prosecution has rested in former President Trump's hush money trial. The defense is now questioning Robert Costello, an attorney and Trump ally. The U.S. offered its condolences to Iran on the death of President Ebrahim Raisi, but rejects any claims that it may have been involved in the helicopter crash last weekend that killed him. The TSA is bracing for what it expects to be the busiest summer for air travel, and it isn't even